Hey everybody, welcome to Revelation Wellness Nashville. This is Megan Jock speaking. And I just want to welcome you to the podcast. If you're just tuning in, welcome. So glad to have you here. You're really just going to find a plethora of information on health and wellness, and really everything is all about Jesus and intimacy with Him. So whatever we eat, whatever we drink, whatever we do to the glory of God. So you kind of get a hodgepodge of everything in my life and how it goes back to the glory of God. So welcome. And to those of you who have been listening, thank you for continuing to listen. Thank you for continuing to just share your encouragement with me over Facebook or wherever you decide to leave that. It really, really is helpful in just knowing that these podcasts are being listened to and they are making a difference. And honestly, if you didn't listen, I'd probably still do them. I would just continue to talk to myself and be encouraged by myself. And that would be completely fine too, but it's really awesome just to get to know that my story and the things that I'm going through are helping you out there. So thank you for that. Father God, I just thank you for each and every listener, Lord. Each person, each heart beating, God. Each person just continually seeking you, God. I am so thankful for the active pursuer of your heart, God. I thank you, Lord, for increased revelation. I thank you for the time of revelation, God, that you are pouring out your spirit on the earth right now, God. You are pouring out revelation after revelation after revelation, God, to the pastor, just as much to the housewife and the mom at home in her prayer closet, God, that same revelation, God, on every single level, Lord. Complete and utter revelation of who you are and your spirit, Lord. Thank you, God, for supernatural peace that supersedes all understanding, Lord, hovering over each individual, Lord. And their circumstances, things they're going through, their relationships, God, that they're seeing peace just poured out in the situations that used to devour them or overwhelm them, God, that they're standing firm in peace, almost to the point of confusion, Father. God, I thank you for what a great dad you are, how you love your babies, how you love your kids, Lord. God, I just ask for increased blessing on each and every person in Jesus' name. Amen. So this week I was working out and I'm going to admit some things to you. I have had a very hard time staying consistent in my movement, which isn't generally the common thing, because to me, movement is not about how I feel, about if I want to, if I don't want to, if I should, if I shouldn't. It's not about any of those things for me. Movement is simply about showing up body, mind, and spirit to encounter the Lord. And so when I go into a workout, it has nothing to do with if I feel like it or don't feel like it, or if I'm never trying to reach a particular goal. I'm always going in with the mindset of, what does God have for me in this space today? What does He want to speak to me when my body and my mind and my heart are all engaged at one time in worship, right? It's very, very powerful. If that's all confusing to you, please go back to my January podcast and I'll go through and just kind of explain to you more about my approach with fitness and nutrition. So I created this calendar and it's in my garage where I like to work out. And it says surrender across the top and it has some boxes that were numbered off. And I used to do that before I was set free from the bondage of fitness, but it's a whole new thing today. So I have these boxes with these numbers. It's like 1 to 26 because I don't know how to number a chart properly or how to create a chart with 30 days or however many days I want to put on it. Obviously, God knows why there's only 26 boxes on it. But with each box, I write the verse that I'm focusing on for that. And, you know, I'm four days in on this chart of just staying consistent and memorizing the Word of God. And not just memorizing it, because that's pretty fruitless as well, other than just to shoot arrows at people that you want to argue with, but rather letting it go deep. So learning the verse, but then letting the Lord kind of speak to me through my workout, like, God, what is this word for today? It's so amazing when you do that. You learn the verse and then it's just like, sometimes if the verses are not as like happy and kind of carebearing, then I kind of get nervous because I'm like, oh, great. It's like God's going to use this first. I know he's just preparing me. He's planting my feet on firm ground before like something crazy happens. Like if it's a verse on peace, I'm always suspicious. And I'm going to be completely honest. Most of the time, that is the way that it works. But he's a faithful God. He's a great daddy. And he is just making sure his little girl is covered for when that moment comes. So don't shrink back, but just know, hey, my dad is good. He's smiling down on me and he's providing me with truth to stand on when I have a verse about peace. So that was not the verse that I was on today, but today I was in Psalms 37:4, and it says, delight thyself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. And I was really looking at that and I was praying and I was like, okay, am I delighting myself in the Lord? Where do I get delight? So, right, this is what my workouts look like. I'm doing jumping jacks and I'm like, what do I delight in? God, show me my heart. What are the things I delight myself in? And just kind of really wanting to know the authentic truth, because this word said, delight thyself in the Lord. And that's what I want to do. I want to become the word. I don't want to just read the word. I don't want the word just to be a feel-good philosophy. I want to become the word, right? I want to be a living, breathing reflection of the word of God. So I let the Lord search me and I start writing these things down in between jumping jacks and kind of whenever he's showing me different things. And then it says, and then he'll give you the desires of your heart. So I thought, well, maybe I'll shoot something out on Facebook with just that, delight thyself in the Lord. But then there was this hesitation because I'm like, well, I don't want people to get a skewed view of like that God's this genie. And if you do this, then he'll give you that. And, you know, I was just like, okay, well, that's just fear trying to hold you back and whatever. But then the Lord started saying, okay, Megan, but let them know what I'm saying. Okay. So delight yourself in the Lord and he'll give you the desires of your heart. So I thought, if I'm fully delighting myself in the Lord, I thought, well, okay. So if I tell them to fully delight themselves in the Lord, then what if they're like, well, God, I really want this job. And then they don't get it, you know, and how is that going to cause conflict within them? And he said the desire, he goes, Megan, I said the desires of their heart. So I got to thinking, I'm like, the desires of their heart. Okay. So it's not so much like a relationship. So maybe someone's like, well, I really want to get married. God, please give me this. This is a desire of my heart. That's not the desire of your heart. The desire of your heart is to be loved and have companionship. Okay. So if you're delighting yourself in the Lord, won't he be that companionship? Can't he love you? I thought it was really, really interesting. The more he just started unraveling this whole thing for me. And I started thinking, okay, what are the honest inherent desires of our heart? To be loved, to be accepted, to be cherished, to be valued. So the more that we desire, or the more that we delight ourselves in the Lord, will not the desires of our heart be fulfilled within that delighting? Because I know that when I'm delighting myself in the Lord, the deep, deep, deep desires of my heart, not just the conflict resolution within my relationships, not just the financial blessing that I'm constantly asking for, those things aren't the desires of my heart. Those are the, hey, that would be nice. But the desires of my heart are to be known and to be seen and to be loved and to be understood. Those are the desires of my heart. To know that I'm safe and that I have a comforter, that I have a friend, that I have a protector, that I have a defender. Those are the desires of my heart. And when I look back over my life and I start looking at the different situations and places where I really delighted myself in the Lord, like I really focused in on delighting myself in the Lord, every single one of my desires in my heart were fulfilled. So when God's saying delight yourself in the Lord, he's not saying delight yourself in the Lord so that he can give you everything that you want. He's saying delight yourself in me and find out how the deep desires of your heart are met. Not one longing, Not one thing unseen, unheard, unmet. But step one is to delight yourself in the Lord. That means maybe withdrawing from social media. Maybe you feel heard by constantly typing out a status. Or maybe it means using your cell phone less. Maybe you feel heard or known or seen by picking up your phone and calling a friend all the time and just staying busy. Maybe it's clearing your calendar so you can delight yourself in the Lord. Maybe staying busy gives you some sort of sense of control or validation or worth. And God's saying, clear off your calendar and delight yourself in me. I'm going to probably guess that that's going to be uncomfortable at first. It is for me almost every single time. The very first part of setting down the idol, setting down the thing that I'm kind of placebo delighting myself in, right? Because it doesn't really ever meet the deep desires of my heart. It's just a temporal thing. It's just a venti latte, you know, and it's over. And I mean, at this point, I'm a trained professional, so it's over in a couple minutes. But when I lay those things down, and yeah, I whine and complain and act like a little kid at first. And then I start plugging in and say, how can I delight in you, God? Even when I'm not hopped up on coffee, how do I delight myself in you? And he meets me there every single time. And as the days go on, I find myself more happy. I find myself less flighty or distracted, and I find myself really at peace. And before, I thought I was at peace, or I thought I was okay. I didn't even notice that I wasn't at peace. But I start handing those things over and I just start delighting myself in the Lord. How much peace, how much grace, how much joy just overflows from me. Then I really get to start loving others because my deep desires are being met. When you don't feel like your deep desires are being met, you start acting out. You start eating too much. You start not eating at all. You start sleeping too much, you start not sleeping at all. You start fighting with people, you withdraw from people. We go right, we go left, and really, the cause is all the same. The deep desires of our heart are not being met. But it's not because he doesn't want to meet them. It's not that he's overlooked you. It's not that he's angry at you. He's actually already laid it out for you. He said, could you delight in me? Just spend time with me. Talk to me. Engage with me. Can you delight yourself in me? And sometimes, to be completely honest with you, I have to say, God, how do I delight myself in you? Then I have to be willing to slow down enough to hear him and to be willing to listen to what he says. God, how do I delight myself in you? So I want to encourage you guys with this week. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. What I think is so cool about God constantly within the Word of God is that he gives us the good news up front. He says, like, hey, if you'll do this, this is what will automatically happen. It's not a, hey, if you do this, then I'll do this. It's not that kind of negotiation. He's a good dad. So he says, hey, automatically, like, when you do this, this is what happens. It's kind of like a cause and effect. He's just letting you know what the effect is. When you do this, this is what happens. Not a, hey, if you do that, then I'll do this. He's just saying this is what naturally occurs when you delight yourself in me. Naturally, what occurs is the desires of your heart are met, okay? So make sure your perception or, your perception on what is happening here is straight. It's not a do this, get that. It's a do this, natural effect is this. Okay? So this week, let's just start asking the Lord. If you're so clueless of like what this looks like, let's ask the Lord. God, show us what it is to delight in you. Show us what it is to delight in you, God, to lay down the things that we're so desperately clinging to for validation, hope, love, faith. God, what are those things, Lord? God, and give us the courage to lay them down, Lord. You've already given us the grace, Lord. I thank you for the grace to lay them down. You've already given it to us. You paid a high price on the cross for us to be able to do this today. You don't have to impart anything to us. It's already there. So God, we claim it and we say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for the grace to lay down these idols that do nothing but really rob us of the desires of our heart, God, but actually leave us bankrupt in these areas. God, we don't want any part of it anymore. God, we want the truth. God, we want to live connected with you, Lord. And we thank you, God, for just showing us, Lord, what the natural effect of delighting ourselves in is you, God, that you meet the desires of our heart. Father, I love you, and I am so thankful for who you are, God, that you're such a good dad, that you continue to reveal yourself to me in just your father attributes. God, I pray that each listener, God, would have divine revelation, Lord, of who you are, God, that they would be set free in new areas of their life that maybe they're not walking in victory in. New revelation, God, new hope, God, just increase upon them. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, I love you guys, and I hope that you have a wonderful day. If you haven't already, make sure that you get the podcast app for this. You'll get an update every single time that I post a podcast, because if you haven't noticed, I am not consistent. I don't have them on just one certain day anymore. I just kind of wait for when I'm supposed to do them and then I do them. So get that app. It's going to be super, super duper handy. If you have questions, please send me an email at revwellnashville@yahoo.com. I'll add that down to the comments. Also, please, if you could comment for me, that would be awesome. I love hearing back from you guys, knowing who you are. Not really looking to start, just talk at you guys. I want to engage with you. I want to know who you are. I want to know how these podcasts are helping you, if they're helping you. And I want to know kind of what topics, if there's topics that you want me to speak on, then I would love to hear that too. But if you could do that for me, like and share and comment would be great. All right. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.